And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC, and my man, El Capitan at A-Team Fishing Adventures, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Hey, man.
Good morning. Good morning. Does it sound like I've been cooped up for 2 days and finally got to get out on the water? Is that what it sounds like to you?
It does. You're talking about chomping at the bit. I can only imagine Captain Bobby Abrascato having to stay in for 2 days this time of year and not being able to go out to fish because of the rain. So now you're out. And so, I mean, what's the scenario? Like, is this enough rain that shut everything down, that thing we were worried about? What's your thought on it?
No, it's not. Everything is pretty well the same as pre-rain event. You know, we didn't get enough, you know, heavy rain or you know, constant heavy rain to drain out, you know, to flood the local rivers, and we certainly didn't get any rain up north of us. You know, if you watch the radar through the last couple of days, you know, most of that rain was concentrated along the coast, south of Mobile. So the rivers north of us are going to stay down, and that's boding well for you know, our beloved Delta area this time of year. And then, of course, you know, if you looked a little further down weather-wise, I'm starting to sound like I'm doing the Dr. Bill report, but but looking up, you know, down the road a little ways, we've got some really cooler weather coming in again. So I think all that's going to come together for some really good stuff, and it's been good pre-rain event, man. We've had some great trips. There's still an awful lot of shrimp in the river, so the best, you know, success that I've had has been with shrimp imitations under a cork or on a jig head, depending on the depth of the water. And then in the right conditions, we've still been doing well on top waters early in the morning, especially on mornings where it's cloudy, getting it done with that too. So those, you know, that's just classic fall fishing. And you know, getting back to your original question, no, we didn't get nearly enough rain out of the system, and it's much needed rain, by the way, but not nearly enough to mess anything up. So we kind of got the best of both worlds with this rain.
Yeah, and that, you know, maybe the cooler temperatures and the cloud cover do that. What we've been waiting for as well, getting that water temperature down. We've had the salty water. We've just been waiting for the water temperature drop. We're probably there now, huh?
We are there, and it's only going to get better. Again, I think next week when we get that really cooler weather, that's going to really send it off. But again, not taking away from as good as it's been, you know, lately. It's really been good, and everything's right where it's supposed to be. So, you know, knock on wood, I think by next week it's going to be right.
Plan for this weekend. Somebody wants to go. So, I mean, Delta versus dead end rivers. Which one would you do?
You could do either one. I would look at the weather. You know, if you try to fish the Delta, you're going to, you know, not going to want it being real windy. I don't think it's supposed to be, but you can fall back to the more protected rivers and be successful there. So either, I don't think in either direction you're going to hurt yourself. The other good thing is we've got that good falling tide until about midday, you know, so you go out, get it done, and be back in time to watch some of the football games. So you got that going on too, because that slack tide is right around, I think it's around noon or something like that. So you can have good falling water right at daylight. Be a good time to be out there.
All right. The other part of the story too is you and I talked before we started here, and a friend of ours in common and I were talking earlier yesterday. White trout in the mix as well. You know, I'm a big fan of the white trout, especially if I'm going to have a fish fry. I mean, you said they're there, man.
They are, you know, and they're in a lot of places, and it's been like this all the way for the last couple of years, all the way down in the Sound up into the Delta. I caught some the other day in places that you and I talked about just a minute ago that I typically wouldn't. Even in some of those tidal rivers, it's not often to have concentrations of them like we've had mixed in, and they're mixed in with the speck, so it's a lot of fun, you know, catching them, and as you and I both love to eat those things, you know, so it's great table fare, you know, to have a fish fry with. So it's really a great thing. I'm glad of it. I'm not crazy about the only time I'm not crazy about white trout is when they're eating my 50-cent live shrimp. So
that's
when
true.
I get around those things, that's when times go that artificial bait.
That's for sure. All right, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you right now on through this fall fishing into the winter, or even look at next spring. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com. That's got our phone number and our contact us. And I'm running I may have mentioned this before. We're running a $500 river trip, 4-hour river trip through the end of the year too. So it's a little off of our regular trip, because with 4 hours, as you well know, in these rivers, you do a lot of fishing.
Get it done for sure, Captain Bobby. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, my friend. Have a great weekend.
There he goes, Captain Bobby Abrascato, and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC.